The United States of America was founded upon the core principles that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as written in the Declaration of Independence. However, I challenge that all Americans were then, and even now, considered equal. At the time when the Declaration of Independence was written, both women and African Americans were considered property, not people. Therefore, these inalienable rights really only pertained to white male landowners. Though huge strides have been attained through the suffrage movement, abolishment of slavery, and the civil rights movement, America still has far to come to attain true equality. As George Orwell perfectly penned in his novel Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. This is demonstrated in today's corporate America, as there are more white male CEOs named John than there are total women CEOs in the Fortune 500 companies. Furthermore, there are only 5 African Americans in CEO Fortune 500 positions. Efforts need to be made to ensure qualified, diverse candidates have succession opportunities and experiences to allow for maturation of the knowledge and perspective essential to lead a business in today's global economy. It is time we curtail the perpetuation of inequality and break the glass ceiling. In order to achieve true equality, as a nation, we must first focus upon tolerance and respect, for they are the core characteristics from which our social values emanate. The first step as individuals and citizens is to take responsibility for our own actions, ideas, and beliefs. One must then examine and question the validity of these actions, ideas, and beliefs to determine the positivity and impact they have on those within one's immediate sphere of influence. It will take courage to recognize flawed, intolerant ideology, and bravery to actively pursue and promote progressive change within ourselves and society. An example of the destructive influence of intolerance and inequality is the modern-day Middle East, which promotes and encourages intimidation, coercion, and violence. Currently, the United States is under constant threat of attack from various Middle Eastern terrorist groups who refuse any measure of tolerance of Western society's beliefs and values, and instead seek to destroy our nation and its citizens because we have polar ideologies. As United States citizens, we enjoy many freedoms not enjoyed in most countries, such as the rights to freedom of speech, press, religion, education, and the choice to pursue individual interests and vocations. With these freedoms comes the responsibility to never take them for granted. The preservation of these freedoms for oneself requires the preservation of these freedoms for all citizens, and the denial of these freedoms from any one citizen requires the denial of these freedoms from oneself. As said by Robert Greene Ingersoll, tolerance is giving to every other human being every right that you claim for yourself. To ensure the perpetuation of freedom and liberty, we must continue to strive and demand greater equality and acceptance between diverse social, racial, and economic groups. Just as our nation's forefathers vehemently pursued their vision for a free and democratic America, we too must continue to pursue and protect the greatest example of democracy this world has ever witnessed. God bless America.